In the ongoing effort to avoid commercials on our show, we bring you a commercial from us. My subby and I have created a boutique adult toy store on my website. We have handpicked items that are low cost and show up on your doorstep with all of your other Amazon packages. Make sure, though, that you open them, not your kids. Go to kristenkellogg.com or find the link in the notes of this episode. We will get a percentage of the sales from the items exclusively on my storefront. You get some special items to enhance your FLR, and we all win without a stupid-ass commercial.
Proud owner of a real penis, but I would think that...
I love how you put that.
I mean, I have a fake penis. She's
a proud owner of a fake penis.
Ooh, I got all the fake ones.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. If you are not 18 years of age or older, there are thousands of other podcasts you can listen to, and you can come back and visit us when you are 18. This podcast is meant solely for entertainment. We are not licensed doctors, lawyers, or therapists. We simply have a fascination with the lifestyle and I'd love to share it with you and get your thoughts and opinions.
Welcome back, live from the truck in Quartzsite Laundromat.
Right, so we're doing our laundry, and what better time to do a podcast?
Here's where we're at. Yep. We're all about having great production. However, I like to talk, and I like when airplanes take off. It's cool. So
the entire time that we're here, not like, where are you taking off from?
So we like to...
I don't even understand what's going on.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is we want high quality content. However, circumstances are proving complicated to make it as high quality as we want. So it's more important for us to get the message out and have the conversation than it is for us to make sure that our background looks great. So this is the back of our truck that we have. It's like the tool shed.
We have all the shit in the back of the truck.
All the shit in the back of the truck. So enjoy the view. And we're here to talk about chastity.
What a great combo.
Yeah, in the laundromat parking lot.
Truck stuff and chastity.
Yes.
It's a guy thing.
It's been an eventful couple days. All the drama.
Yeah.
But I'm not going down that rabbit hole because I got an amazing email.
Yes.
And we're not going to, I don't think there's any other housekeeping other than me bitching about bullshit drama.
Oh, wait. Yes. There, a little bit of housekeeping, just a tiny bit. Before you, that's all, folks. Before you heard this part of the podcast, you probably heard a little bit of an advertisement about Christine's little toy store.
Oh.
Now, we've been saying for this entire time that we didn't want to put commercials on the podcast because the podcast was not about money and stupid-ass commercials, right? We didn't want to do that. However, there's a fair amount of listens to this podcast, which we thank you so very, very, very much. But it also takes time, and it takes some money to get this out to you guys.
Yes.
So if you could... at least dabble in that the store a little bit. The link is in the show notes and you go right to kristenkellogg.com to the store. There's a bunch of stuff. When you click on to order it, it'll bring you to Amazon where you buy shit anyways, right? And it'll come in an Amazon box just like all your other Amazon boxes. So there's discretion, right? And it's not really pricey stuff either. It's easy, like entry level, but we went through and we kind of vetted the items. You know, there's good reviews on all of them. They're top sellers, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, safety in numbers kind of thing. So please check the store out, buy a little something, help us out.
And this podcast will always remain my main focus is the connection that I have with you.
Yes.
However,
there's a reality to it.
Yeah, there is a reality. And we need internet to post it. We need a hosting platform. We need the webpage, all the things. So here we are. This is where it is.
Right.
Let's talk about...
Okay, locking. On from that.
Let's talk about cages.
Yes.
I got an email from a listener. And here is the question. In your honest opinion, does chastity really help? Like, if I presented it to my wife, can it help our marriage? Just wondering your opinion. Now, that's a loaded question.
Well, yeah, because there's 100 different answers for it, for sure.
Correct. And we just had this discussion about how, actually with my oldest son, swinging does not save a marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't introduce these things in hopes of saving your marriage.
Right.
So my follow-up question was, and I said, this is a loaded question, but what are the issues with your marriage that you're trying to solve? What is it that you're trying to help by adding chastity?
A little more info.
Yes, I needed a little bit more info. And I, you know, we are not currently practicing chastity. Sadness. But it will definitely become a part of our dynamic again. It's just right now, it's, I mean, we don't have a shipping address for the, is the biggest part.
Yeah, we, I mean, we kind of do like a mental chastity thing, I guess.
We do. We,
yeah, I'm just we an do. Honor system oh, thing that, what?
Slide it in.
No, I'm good.
You don't.
Wait. Yes, I do. Wait. What is the question?
Do you want to slide it in?
Yes.
We do an honor system chastity.
Yeah.
Just because right now it's just what works for us. I do very much miss the mental cage. Mental cage. Metal. Words are so hard today. I do miss the metal cage, and we will get back to that. It's just not.
Yep.
In the stars right now, whatever it is. Okay, so
we've talked about seasons.
Yes.
This is just the season we're in.
Yep.
It'll change when we get back to Minnesota.
Yeah, it's been an interesting winter.
On to the races.
Yes. So I responded to that email and asked what it is exactly that he is trying to help in his marriage. Like, what are the problems? And a little bit of background.
We probably don't have to go through the whole thing.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So this is just the preface, and then I'm going to bring it all the way around town and offer my suggestions. Mm-hmm. So there is the issue of unprotected sex, and they're trying to prevent having a baby, and there might be some masturbation issues, porn issues, things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing really foundational. I guess we don't know how important the porn aspect would be. I don't think that this person's wife knows about it.
Right. So that therein lies the potential problem, right?
Right.
And I would like to say props to the person for emailing you and admitting that problem, because he's aware that it's a problem, mm-hmm. right? And he's aware that he wants to do something about the problem.
Correct.
So, I mean, two huge check marks right there, okay. right? So. Yes. That tiny bit of his question, we can answer that yes, if you were caged, right, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be focused so much on jacking off and your orgasms as much as you would be focused on your wife.
Let me add this too. You know, it's coming from a good place.
Yes.
To increase his focus on his wife. He is looking to improve his marriage. He wants his focus mm-hmm. to be increased on his wife.
And at the same time, working on himself.
Yes.
So
first part of this. So that's the gist of the questions that were being asked. The first part, introducing it to his wife. He's a little nervous, isn't quite sure how she's going to take it. And I think he had a great idea. He had said that he's going to say he read about it online somewhere mm-hmm. and thought maybe this would be a good addition to their marriage to help with the unplanned pregnancy issue, like when she's ovulating or is fertile or able mm-hmm. to get pregnant, that he can put the cage on and that will stop them from having sex during that time. I think mm-hmm. that would absolutely do it. It would also help him from not masturbating, help him to not masturbate. But back to introducing, if you want to introduce this to your partner, I would suggest saying you read about it somewhere, you saw it somewhere, mm-hmm. those things, and just kind of get a feel. If you're more comfortable with your partner and you're good with just coming right out with it, saying, hey, I'm interested in trying chastity. What are your thoughts on it? Mm-hmm. It really depends on the dynamic of your relationship, like the communication level of your relationship. Not everybody feels open and comfortable discussing certain things with mm-hmm. their partners. So, you know, you have to gauge your relationship. Mm-hmm. Those are some tips I would give for introducing chastity.
Right.
What would you suggest?
Right. Like, you know, when it was brought up in our relationship, we were already to that place where we were introducing each other, mostly me to you, mm-hmm. about things. And I saw it come across, I think, a Tumblr feed, screenshotted it, sent to you. You said, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. Now, if only it were that easy for you, listener, to introduce it, I was very fortunate that it worked.
He's a lucky son of a bitch.
Right. So, you know, your mileage may vary, mm-hmm. but you know your partner. Mm-hmm. You know how to bring things up. Mm-hmm. So you have to take your path in how that goes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that there's a tip or trick mm-hmm. to something like that. I know that when we talked to Priori,
they had said something
long time ago.
Yeah.
To maybe find a movie or a show or something that talked about that.
Good luck finding something about chastity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, with some research, with some digging, there may be, mm-hmm. you know, it may be an element in some bigger movie of some sort or show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of happen across it and take it from there. But you should be in the place where you can bring anything up to your partner.
And maybe don't find a porn. Like, it might exist in a porn, but I don't know that I would cross it.
No.
I mean, unless that's your guys' thing, which is totally fine.
That is the tip to not do.
Yeah, I would not. I don't know that there's so much of this already attached to a porn or a mm-hmm. fantasy lifestyle that I would like to break.
Yep.
I mean, there is something absolutely hot on that aspect of it. But I think when you're approaching this to try and do this, you want to have a more real life approach and realistic.
Right. Because if you're trying to solve problems, a porn is not going to solve your problems.
Correct.
Right. But this as a practice, you know, I'm not going to say it solves problems, but it can solve the things that cause the problem.
Correct.
You know?
So now,
where is that?
So now we're going to move on to, let's say he introduces it to his wife. She's on board.
Mm-hmm.
The next step, I always say this when we're talking about chastity, you have to take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
I would not, especially if you are a pretty regular masturbator or mm-hmm. you are getting pretty regular releases, whatever that looks like, I would not suggest going, oh, I'm going to lock up. That was very Minnesotan. Oh. I'm going to lock up and I'm just done. I'm just going to go long term.
Right. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
No, I would do it for a couple days, mm-hmm. see how you feel.
Do it over a weekend.
Yeah. We talk about this a lot too. You know, your nighttime erections are probably going to be quite painful.
Mm-hmm.
Your body will learn.
At first, at least.
Yeah. Yep. Your body will learn and I think it gets better. At least it did for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting for when we start again. I love a little bit of pain for you. Okay, back on track. So start out slow. That would be my biggest suggestion. And another part of that is he had asked if it would increase his mental clarity or increase his focus on his wife. It did for my subby, for sure.
I can say from someone who wore a cage nonstop for big lengths of time, that absolutely, yes, it did for me focus my clarity more on our relationship and even more so on Miss Christine. And I felt that was maybe my best me mm-hmm. at that time.
I get that.
Not that I'm like, you know.
No, he's not like an asshole when he's
no,
on the page. It's just different.
No, but I felt my best me. When I was caged.
I always like to compare it to like the first time you put your wedding ring on. Like you can feel the weight. It changes your mindset a little bit.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot that goes with that. I know that maybe it's not great to compare a cock cage to a wedding ring, but that's the significance to us. That's mm-hmm. another podcast or we've talked about it, whatever. I would say that yes, it should increase your mental clarity. It did mm-hmm. for him. I can't say that that will for sure happen because I don't know how your mind works.
Again, everyone's different, so it may have a different...
Right. And one thing I did mention also is if you're releasing on a regular basis or getting a release on a regular basis, I wouldn't try anything more than a couple days to start out.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would be painful. Now, I'm not the proud owner of a real penis, but... I would think that...
I love how you put that.
I mean, I have a fake penis. She's
proud owner of a fake penis.
Ooh, I got all the fake ones. I would suspect you need to see how you're going to react, because sexual frustration can come out in many forms. Mm-hmm. So maybe it isn't going to be a positive effect. Now you're coming at it from a good mental space and your intentions are good. So maybe it will be a positive outcome. You have to try it and see how it works for you. And like I said in the email, you'll have to remember your why. Why are you doing this? Because you're probably going to feel some frustration. And if you start to feel resentful towards your partner, you should probably take it off, reevaluate, and often have the conversations of how you're feeling. You know, is this working? What can we change? Things like that. Like, you have to keep those lines of communication open.
I agree.
As you should, because I'm always right.
100%.
I am not always right.
And in between the introduction and the actual trying it, you obviously have to buy one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What a great place to buy one, but the little store that's attached to this podcast.
Oh, look, little.
I'm just saying.
It's episode commercial.
Again, it's things are, you know, not cheap, but fairly priced, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a high budget thing. You get one from the Amazon. It comes anyway. And give it a try. And what are you out? $30, $40, whatever it is. If it doesn't work, that's all I'm saying.
I'm a little biased. Nice ad there. I'm a little biased to the metal cages. So.
And there's a couple there.
You're ridiculous.
I'm just saying. Listen, I wish that this existed when we did our thing, right?
Yeah.
Because what did we go through?
Oh, my gosh.
And all that, right?
Finding a cage is ridiculous.
Yes.
It can be very hard. You have to find the right size, the right, you know, and maybe metal isn't for you. Maybe you want silicone. Maybe you want plastic.
Yes.
Long-term wear, I wouldn't recommend it, but, I mean, to each their own.
Right. But your very first one, because you're not going to know anything until you try it.
Correct.
Right? You're not going to, okay, it's possible, I suppose, but you're not going to find the exact right cage the first one you get, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't even know if you're going to like it, right? So don't spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Don't, you know, order things from fucking Sweden or wherever that guy is, whatever, which is high quality shit.
Yeah.
I am not disparaging whatsoever, right?
I mean, I have cockage envy. I would love one of those.
Yes.
I know we like it, but that is not your first step out the door.
But you need like training wheels. Kind of,
it's
right?
It's a $1 million idea. Let's invent the training wheel cock cage.
You need to try it out.
Yes.
Right? And I wish at the time that we started this that I had someone to listen to or someone that would help me refer to, oh, try this or try that. We didn't have any of that shit. Right? So this, the things that are in the store, not whatever, they're actually to help you is what the point is, to help you.
Yeah. That's our first goal.
More than the point of making a couple bucks. Or,
yeah. Literally,
but the point is like, we've tried this. We've tried that. We tried like everything in there. Pretty much we have tried except for the things that I put in there for the erotic story. No. Oh. So we have another podcast. I don't know if you know this, but
fuck, somebody's found it.
It's fucking kicking the ass of this podcast currently. So I put some items in there that kind of are more to that crowd, which is like a guy listening to it and he wants to get off, blah, blah, blah. And that's totally fine.
That's hot.
It's totally fine, right? Hot. There's a few items for those folks. Most of it is for the KFLR folks.
Yeah.
Because you guys have been here, man, since the beginning. And even if this is your first listen, you know, thank you. But we've always wanted to build the community, right? To build the conversations and to help each other, you know, and that's the first part of it. And I'm sorry, I went on a rant.
Yes.
Please.
On his rant, though, I will say that this podcast and the community that has been built because of this podcast and the fantastic people that take the time to reach out to me, like, I'm so thankful when I get emails like this, because I love talking about this. It is a passion of mine, which is why I do the podcast, and which is why going forward, if there's videos of this podcast, you're going to see this truck or you're going to have wind noise, because I have now realized it's much more important for me to get my message out and offer guidance for people who maybe feel lost or alone, or
it's our two cents.
Yeah. Or, you know, God forbid, feel like they're a freak.
Right.
And
you're not a freak.
No. So that's the goal.
Yeah.
Back to go to our Amazon storefront to find a cage, was kind of how this all started.
Yeah.
But, you know, try out some different ones, see what fits. Just don't get frustrated if the first few don't work. I mean, I have had people that I've talked to that have tried so many different ones until they found the right one. You just, it's a trial and error thing.
Right.
It can be frustrating.
Right. Listen, if it's, if it doesn't work, it's okay. Move on to the next one or be done, whatever your direction that you want to go or whatever. But at least you've tried it, right? If you try it and it works for the thing that you want it to work, win, right? If you try it and it doesn't work for whatever reason, you've at least tried it.
The one of the last questions that was asked was, do you think that maturity plays a part in this? And it absolutely 100% does. And the fact that you thought of this shows maturity.
Yep.
And the fact that you asked that question also, to me, shows maturity. You're coming at this from a good mindset or like a good place.
100%, right? You had the wherewithal and the maturity to not think it's stupid, not think it's a freak thing, and to look at it as a potential solution for a problem that you're having within your marriage, but also within yourself. That's massive maturity right there.
Right. And, you know, obviously there are other methods to be protected against pregnancy. I have to be honest, this is probably the most creative form of birth control that I have. I would have never thought of that.
Add it to the list of
uses. I love it. I mean, do you think Planned Parenthood's going to start giving out chastity devices?
I mean, it might solve a few problems. It'd
be a real interesting world if that was the case. But yes, down the immature rabbit hole we went. But I do think it shows signs of maturity that you even asked that question.
Yep.
I do think that you have to have a mature mindset to get outside of the kink or fantasy aspect of this. I mean, if you're looking at long-term chastity wear, you're in a different mindset than an 18-year-old boy, maybe, or even younger, who's, or older, who's all out there just to get his dick wet.
Right.
Kind of to sum it all up, my best advice to you would be introduce it to your wife. See what she thinks. When you're introducing it, tell her why you're introducing it. I would lead with, I want to intensify my focus on you. I want to be more attentive to you, because if she sees that it's coming from a place of love and a place of good intention, it might open her up a little bit more to have the conversation. I would also suggest giving her time to process when you do introduce this to her, because I mean, it, for almost everything else, it has taken me a significant amount of time to process the things that he has put in my lap that he wants to add to our dynamic. This one thing that he introduced, I had to give no thought to. He sent it to me and I was like, yep, I'm on board. Let's do this.
Yep.
And I've said that 100 times. And I don't know specifically why it was like that for me, but I followed my gut and it was the best decision I ever made. I love this aspect of our dynamic. I think it has brought us. I think it has brought us closer and it has taken our relationship to an entirely different level.
Right.
I think it has been extremely beneficial and I wish you luck. I hope this helps anybody else out there who is considering chastity for their relationship dynamic. Make sure you have open communication lines. Don't feel embarrassed to bring this up to your partner. You should have open communication lines about things you're interested in trying.
Right. And we didn't even touch on the trust aspect that this puts for each other.
Oh.
Like, you know, there's all of that. And the level of communication that you need to have. Like, those are two massive things that we can
do. We can do a whole nother episode. We could do an additional.
Another is not a word.
We could do an additional episode. On just that aspect of things. So that could be a part two to this. We will see. But I just wanted to answer this email via episode because I feel like this is a commonly asked question. At face value, do I think that chastity can help a marriage? Yes. Is it going to solve your problems? No. I don't believe it will solve problems. But in this instance, I think it will be a benefit to the relationship. I think it's a question you need more information and backstory to 100% answer. but I hope this helped. Do you have any additional thoughts? I know
just the last thing is that you don't necessarily have to have an FLR to be in chastity, right?
Right.
However, once you're in chastity, you're that step or two closer to having that situation.
Well, and I mean, the way that the email was stated, he wanted to increase his attention to his wife or his focus on his wife. So right. FLR,
that's where it's starting. Yeah.
That's a fantastic start to improving a relationship. Mm-hmm. So had this email been worded differently and been like, you know, I keep cheating on my wife, do you think chastity is going to solve that problem?
No, that's a mental thing.
It sure is not. I mean, you're going to find a way to get out of that fucking cage.
Yep.
If you're intentionally putting this cage on because you can't keep your own dick in your pants, you're going to get a way to get it off.
Yep.
But going in with the mindset that this specific person has, I think it will be a great success, provided you can get your wife on board.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you the best of luck. If anyone has questions about anything, female-led relationship-wise, any of the other dynamics, chastity, anything like that, don't hesitate to reach out. I would like to do an episode answering questions that I have gotten on my website.
Yes.
That will probably be the next one.
Yes.
I know I have responded to some of them, but I would like to revisit some of them.
We'll just go through all of them. There's so many.
Very similar to this. Yeah. So if you have questions that you want me to do an episode on, please email me. I love...
Go to the website and you can leave a message there. You can also leave a voice message there, and we'll play that on the podcast.
If you want us to.
Yeah.
My email... My inbox is always a safe place.
Yep.
Sounds dirty. My inbox is always a safe place.
Yeah, it is.
Free. I will never call you out on the podcast unless you say, hey, will
use
you mention
my name? Yeah.
It's always a safe place. No judgment. Okay. I'm always here. This is my passion. I love talking about these things and I love offering a different perspective and maybe some guidance on these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you enjoyed this little snippet. I hope this answered the questions. Why are you winking at me?
Sorry.
Time to go fold the laundry. And sadly, that's not in the dirty
that
form.
That is not. Yeah,
we are
actually
literally
folding laundry.
Folding the laundry. I got some hella tan lines too. Okay. Be safe. Be good humans. Stay healthy. And talk soon. I love you all. Mwah.
That's all, folks.
Thank you so much for listening today. I genuinely appreciate your time. If you happen to have any questions, all of my contact information is in the show notes of this and every episode. Don't hesitate to reach out. Also, in the show notes, there is a link to my Patreon, where your support is incredibly appreciated. Patrons have access to advanced and extra content from this and other podcasts that we produce, FLR consulting via messages and video, and input on the production of each podcast. Most importantly, though, if you have the option to rate and review my podcast on the platform you listen to it on, please do. Good ratings and reviews help boost my podcast in the charts so that more and more people are able to hear what I have to say about the lifestyle. Until next week, be good to yourself and each other.